But now we turn our attention back to football matters, and right now I can give you an update after 50 minutes of play in the first of the quarterfinals at the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations. Senegal up against Benin, still goalless after 50 minutes of play there. And I tell you what, Benin is giving Senegal a hard time. But just seeing a pass going through there for Senegal. A set piece going astray once again. Nobody's been able to put their ball in the back of the nets. Well, we're hoping it's not the case tonight when Bafana Bafana take on Nigeria. And we've called on four supporters, two from South Africa, two from Nigeria, to come into the studio this evening and join me. And there was a sense of euphoria as they walked in here because the Nigerian fans thought they had already won this quarter-final clash against Bafana Bafana. The game hasn't even kicked off, and yet they're celebrating already. Let me first welcome our esteemed South African fans, Peter Billings and Sono Babile and Makwetu, who join us in the studio. Good evening, gentlemen, to both of you.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
Great to be here.
You know, you need to be more vocal than our Nigerian fellows over here. You mustn't hold back, I promise you.
Yeah, it's true.
And our Super Eagles fans, EJ Michael and Okafor Kingsley.
Nasu. Yeah, good evening. Feels good to be here.
See, they speak with a football authority, guys. That's how they want to be on the field of play anyway. Peter Billings, let's start with you. This tonight's game is a very important game. We've heard the starting lineup being called out already. Exactly the same side that took on, that beats the Pharaohs, the host nation, Egypt, 1-0. You excited that South Africa could progress and beat the Super Eagles?
Yes, sure indeed, because it's so exciting seeing them through to the quarterfinals. It's unbelievable, but it is true. We're going through and we have a fight on it, yes. Nigerians, they have to watch out, guys. Mm. We have 3 points in the bag here already. We're going to the semifinals. So watch out. There's a 2-0 up here for you guys.
EJ Michael, let's just come in there, because when we took you guys on at FNB Stadium, it just seemed like there were more Nigerian fans in the stadium than there were Bafana Bafana fans at the time. But what do you expect this time round in a neutral venue?
That's the true spirit. You could tell yourself the fans of Nigerians were more than the Bafana Bafanas.
Yeah.
You know, but with that being said, talking about this present game, it's an obvious win because we like families, but at the same time we used to play in South Africa, and apart from history, I'm sure we're going to win because we don't play same pattern with South Africa. Even they said it themselves, looking at every comment, headlines and everything, you know, with speculations, they're saying Nigerians shouldn't think because of history we're going to win, blah, 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 blah. You know, the fear is already there. I like that aspect. Anyway, so let's just see how it ends in the 90 minutes.
Sono Bile, I mean, this is going to be a fantastic game, no doubt. And the one name that everybody's lips, no doubt, has to be?
Yes.
Kemba Nkosi-Lorch. He's going to be that man that's
our hero.
Our hero. There's no doubt about it. But another man that I'm really enjoying is Lebo Matiba. The principal, as I call him, with those shorts, so the shirt tucked in, shorts pulled up high. The two of them together make a formidable force.
Yes. Some of the people, they don't believe in Lebo. And Lebo is one of the best players. And remember, we qualify because of Lebo. In the qualification, Lebo and Pesitao, they play very, very well. So Lebo is one of our key players. And I'm not scared of the Nigerians, because if you look at the previous five games, we played four draws and we beat them one. So it's a good record.
You're still upset about that 2-0 defeat in Oyo? I mean, there's no doubt about it, Okafor. That was a big thrashing in the qualifiers.
Yeah, you know, it was a big thrashing, but also it was a welcome game for the coach who had just come to Nigeria for the first time, you know, playing against the South Africa.
Yeah.
And I think it was a wake-up call for the national team, for the NFA as a whole, because after the game, a lot of reshuffling was done. And I think right now we're on track. We've gotten everything back as perfect as, you know, as it used to be. You know, and
what about that 2-0 defeat to
Madagascar? Yeah, you know,
another wake-up call.
Listen. We had qualified already. You understand? So, like, it wasn't much of a big deal, because Bafana were on their way to the airport. You know, thank God for best loser. So you have to bring somebody back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we had the 6 points in the bag and we just let the other boys play, you know, because everybody has to play. So, but for today's game, I think you will know the real Super Eagle, because when it matters, we'll show you football. And I give it to Super Eagle 1-0, Super Eagle winning in the second half.
Peter, let's just remind him what Portugal did at Euro 2016. They finished also third place in their group, qualified for the last 16, and went on to win the tournament.
Yes.
Isn't there a chance that Bafana Bafana could do exactly the same thing?
Yes, most definitely. If you can look at it, we are getting there. We are there already. So guys, please, don't fool yourselves by going through it. I'm telling you, we're going to crash you guys down. Come on, guys. We're going to go for it.
Isn't the word crash? Like, okay, I like that.
Okay. I mean, that is a valid point. We've seen the underdog come through and go through and win tournaments in the past, but looking at your two front men, there's no doubt Alex Iwobi has finally got that goal under the belt. That will give him confidence also. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There is a star quality about Nigeria. They've got the big money spenders. So if you look at the total, I think it's 3 trillion rand in our currency that's on that field of play.
But
money doesn't equate for everything.
Yeah.
It comes down to the team on the day. And you guys have had rocky moments. And you can't say this is the best Nigerian team you've ever seen on the field.
Yeah, you're very correct. You know, this is not the best Nigerian team. Like my colleague here said, we're putting all of them together, like getting the best out of them, you know, after the new coach. So looking at them right now, they're getting their rhythm. I don't know if you follow the game. They're getting their rhythm. You can see the flow. Like,
well, that game against Cameroon, they had to have some rhythm.
Our second game, we lost to Madagascar, you know, ending our winning streak. But at the same time, they went back home, they talked about it, and came back to win Cameroon. Even Cameroon were like kind of the defending champions and everything, you see. But we gave them the game. What I like about that game is we started the winning. Cameroon took the lead in the first half. Then we came in with character. The second half, calmness, you know, positioning, focus, determination, and we won the game. That is what I love. And that is the kind of Super Eagle I know, you know. They take their team slowly, but trust me, we always get results. But like you said, this is not really the Super Eagle, but we're building it and we're getting results.
So, Nobile, when we beat Nigeria tonight, who would you rather, say you were the coach and you're thinking ahead, who would you rather face then in the semi-finals? Would it be Ivory Coast, who beat us already, or would you rather face Algeria, who is on fire at this tournament? It's a difficult call, but first I have to see off Nigeria. But had it been the case, which team would you like to see next?
Yes. On my side, if you can see Bafana Bafana, they are playing very, very well when they are playing against the big team. I think Algeria is the one. I believe we can beat them also. Yes.
Who would you like to see? Say Nigeria accidentally had to beat Bafana Bafana. It must be a fluke.
It wouldn't be an accident.
Who would you like to see then in the semifinals?
You know, speaking, you know, from a champion point of view, you know, as a champion people, we are a champion nation in soccer. We don't choose our opponent. We've beaten Brazil, we've beaten Argentina. Give us anybody that can play football, we'll beat them for you. That is Nigeria for you.
And so then you still fight for money.
that is secondary. football first. If we see off Bafana Bafana like we're going to do tonight, we're going to see them off. South African Airways, get ready to bring them home. We'll see them off. Anybody that comes, we're ready. We are Super Eagles, eh? We are Super Eagles. You must remember this. We are Super Eagles.
The Super Eagles, both coaches are under pressure. There's no doubt about it. Peter, let's just talk about that pressure that South Africans have been putting on our coach, Stuart Baxter. He's seen off the Pharaohs now, and that pressure has eased slightly. Or, as a South African fan, are you still wary about the coach, or are you more wary about the team?
Okay, on that point, what I would like to add on it is that, yes, our coaches are very, very under pressure. I'm not going to take that away from them. But I think the more pressure is on the players, because they have to go out there and prove a point, what they can do for themselves, except for the fans, but for themselves, that they can do it. They can go out there and destroy the Eagles with no doubt or adding fear in them. So they have to go there and go with a game plan, keep their mind to the game as well, you know, and to gather around and say, guys, we can do this. And let's show and make South Africa proud. But first, we have to make ourselves proud and say that we can do it as a team and follow it through our fans and to our coach.
The game plan that Peter's talking about, I mean, Nigeria's game plan changed game by game. There's no doubt about it. We've seen it in this tournament alone. What do you think the coach is going to do tonight in terms of his starting lineup? We haven't seen it just yet. Just take us through who you'd like to see on the field of play. Both of you.
Okay. For me, I think Nigeria as a team, you know, we're very, very unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you think you can predict the starting lineup, will give you a bit of change, you know, to put you on your toes. So for me, I would like to see Moses playing from the flank alongside with Musa. With Gallo in front, you know. Then in the midfield, I would like to see Ndidi with Iwobi doing the magic and Aitebo. Then my solid defense, you know, Omeruwe, you know, Kenneth Omeruwe, the guy who plays for Levante, very good defender, was phenomenal all season. Playing alongside Tross Ekon, the other player who plays in Sampdoria, you know, played all the matches, you know, last season in the Serie A. So with because we also have lots of players who are back from injury as well, because Shehu Abdullahi, our first right back, is back from injury, so I think his services might be needed. And also on the left side, we'll go with Aina, the guy who plays for Torino. I think with this squad, Abafana, Una Hamba.
Ichen, do you agree with this lineup?
Yeah, we're all together, like, even analyzing it ourselves before we came here, and he just said it to you. Then we left our main man on purpose on bench.
Chukwueze,
you know. So let that strength be there, because I believe Besiktas is going to, like, give us a lot of stress, you know. Then when our man comes in as well, you know, when this big masquerade come into the show, there is a little, not even a little, there is this fear that, you know, that's what we want to bring in, like, you know.
Kevin, let's go around the room now. I want you to guys to give us your score predictions. I'm going to mix it up.
Okay.
I'm going to start with Peter Billings. Okay. Peter, let's hear your score predictions as we close out this interview with you guys. Let's hope it's all positive. And Nigeria understands where they're sitting in South Africa. But your prediction tonight?
Yeah, Bafana 2-0.
2-0.
Yes, Bafana.
Who's scoring?
2-0. Lodge, obviously.
Both of those goals?
Most definitely. Listen, they're going to feed him. And he's going to go around for it.
Okafor?
Okay, Nigeria win 1-0. And the scorer is going to be Ahmed Musa. Ahmed Musa, yeah.
So, Nobile?
Yeah, for me, I think it's 2-0. It's coming from Pesitau and Lodge.
Yes.
Dreaming.
That's a positive. Part 2-0. It's up to you now, EJ Michael.
Okay, mine is 2-1.
2-1.
2-1. Oh. My two goals is one from Igalo.
Yeah.
Then second half guy Chukwueze.
He is catchy.
And who's going to score for South Africa then?
It may be an own goal or something.
Okay.
Maybe a deflection or something.
Listen, guys, it's been a real pleasure having you in the studio. Let's hope that it's friendly banter tonight and we can share a drink after the show to celebrate the camaraderie between our two countries, Nigeria and South Africa. We all welcome. We open our doors to all nations here in this country. And let's hope that it is a friendly game out there. May the battle take place in the field, but afterwards, we'll all share a common cause. Thank you so much to all of you for coming into the studio tonight and enjoy the game.
Pleasure.
Wednesday nights are soccer nights. It's time for the kickoff.